Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks for joining me, and thanks for that introduction as we jump into a three-part series on this weekday podcast. One of the things that I love about this podcast is, number one, it's brevity. I love the fact that we could get it in 5 or 6 minutes. Secondly, I love that it is always encouraging. It's designed to give you kind of a pick-me-up. And third, that it's always about Scripture. It's always centered on the Scripture. Today and in the next two podcasts that I record, they'll be on Jonah. Now, Jonah's one of my favorite characters in the Scripture. I mean, here's a guy I can't wait to talk to someday in heaven. Like, dude, tell me about what it was like to live and breathe and eat inside the belly of the great fish. But beginning in Jonah chapter 1, here's what the Scripture says. The Lord gave this message to Jonah: get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. So Jonah's getting this personal message, and God is saying to him, hey, buddy, I want you to go to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh is a pretty funky city, and today we would use terms like they're a little more progressive, that they might be a tad more liberal, but really, it is compared to Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, this was a city that was off the charts in its wicked and evil behavior. And God is saying to him, Jonah, I want you to go preach in the city because I've seen how wicked it is, and you're the dude I've picked to go tell them that story. And in verse 3 it says, but Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing the opposite way. Now, Joppa is one of those cities in history where it had a significantly large amount of shipping, and there were like ferry services that we'd find today. I was in New York a few days ago, and we grabbed a ferry from one side of Staten Island, and we went out and we came across the river, and it had that same kind of service. But this story in Jonah really hinges on one piece of Scripture. If you went all the way down to the fourth chapter of Jonah, in chapter 4, verse 2, it says, I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. Now, we know that because the story of Jonah is among the most exciting stories in Scripture, but this book of the Bible is not named after a hero. You see, Jonah is no hero. At the beginning of the story, he's running away from God, and at the end, he's arguing with God. I mean, the book of Jonah is more about God and how great God's love and patience is. God never gave up on Jonah, not any time at all. Not when he runs away, and not when he sits under a vine and pouts like a baby. God saves Jonah from the sea storm by providing a great fish to swallow him, and then only later to vomit him out on dry land. I know that's gross. Jonah doesn't deserve to be saved, and yet God saves him and provides for him in extraordinary ways. There's a name for what God does here, and it's grace. This is my favorite word in all the world. Now, you could say, but Chuck, it ought to be love, but what I receive from the Lord in grace, this is what gives me the ability to love. This is what gives us the recognition that we can be in love. It's the grace of God. Our God is gracious and abounding in love. Even though we don't deserve his love, the grace of God showed Jonah, and I think shows us, the grace that we receive through the death and resurrection of Jesus. That's why Jesus calls his own burial and resurrection, and let me quote this from Matthew chapter 12, verse 39, the sign of the prophet Jonah. As Jonah was buried in the fish, Jesus was buried in an earth. As Jonah came out of the fish, Jesus came out of the tomb. Jonah's story points us to Jesus' story, and Jesus' story tell us how far God will go on our behalf, all the way down to a manger in Bethlehem and all the way up upon an old rugged cross. My friend, listen, many of us, including myself, live this life like Jonah. where in our heart we know God wants us to move forward in one way and we go the other, where God may want us to be a part of something and we run from the other. I've been a part of things where I've said, yes, I'll do it, but I didn't have my heart in it. And then all of a sudden, because it was what God wanted, I found that it was so rich. It was such a blessing. I never imagined that I would actually pastor a church. I actually remembering, I was riding down Highway 29 between Lawrenceville and Lilburn, Georgia, and I was in my old work truck when I was building, and I can remember the Lord saying specifically to me, Chuck, but I've set you aside to become a minister of the gospel. And I just thought, no thanks, Lord, and I went the opposite way. And let me just say, my journey, like Jonah's, ended up great, but in the middle there, man, it was messy, where it's hard to live in the world of disobedience when it's so more righteous, where it is so much sweeter, where it is so much more peaceful to walk in the steps that God has ordered for you. So like Jonah did, my friend, offer up a prayer like this. Jesus, you came to be the friend of sinners, and we're just thrilled, Lord, that you're our friend and you're our Savior. Thank you for forgiving us, for giving us a second chance. And Lord, thank you that the message of Jonah models the message of Jesus, that he was indeed done. He was indeed over. And yet you gave him another chance. And through that, the world today still remembers the story of Jonah and the whale. Lord, we love you. And friend, we're grateful you joined us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for 9:30 or 11 o'clock worship gatherings. And I promise you, you'll just feel like home. So come on in and have a seat. Let your shoulders fall down and relax. You're in a place that really means it when we say welcome home. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.